How's it going, guys? We have a pass level question for Neuro Step 1, Internal Medicine 2CK. 50-year-old woman brought to emergency by police. She is lethargic and confused. History is unobtainable. They're scleroderis. When the arms are extended, irregular lapses of postural tone are observed. This is referred to as a strixus or flapping tremor. It's some very obscure neurologic finding that I'll talk about as we move to the clip. Be an asshole, not mention it right away. Why not, right? So, testing of the stool shows positivity for cold blood. Question wants to know which is the most likely explanation for the findings. Let's just hop through. Should I say delirium tremens? Wrong fucking answer. So, this is alcohol withdrawal. Now, you don't need to worry about the exact timing of it. Some students try to memorize that delirium tremens is 2 to 3 days after alcohol hallucinosis, can occur earlier or later. Doesn't fucking matter. U.S. Assembly doesn't care. This is what's going to go down. There's two ways this is assessed. 4 out of 5 questions, they're going to say 44-year-old washed up dude just had surgery and in hospital 48 hours later, he's tremulous, tachycardia, sweating, and they just want to know the treatment. And the answer would be a benzo, okay, such as diazepam. And they could just ask delirium tremens straight up, make it even easier. 1 out of 5 questions, they can tell you patient has been drinking 12 beers a day and for the past day or two has only been drinking 2 beers a day. And the answer is delirium tremens. Choice A, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, hematoma, wrong fucking answer. Hypergeneric answer choice has no relevance here. I mean, going a long discussion. Epidural is the one that has the lucid interval. It's going to be rupture of the middle meningeal artery. And that's going to be intubation, hyperventilation is the answer. On U.S. Assembly if it's listed, because if you decrease CO2, you decrease cerebral perfusion, then you're going to do a craniotomy if it's listed second. Okay. If the first isn't listed, the former is not listed, you're just going to choose craniotomy. Subdural is the one without the lucid interval. It's rupture of bridging veins, superior cerebral veins. That's more seen in alcoholics, can be decreased cerebral mass in dementia, can be deceleration injury, can be shaken baby syndrome. That is going to be craniotomy, I've seen as an answer in NBME, which gets some students emotional because can you observe some low-key subdural hematomas where the patient is otherwise vitals are not too awry? The answer is yes, but I haven't seen that as an answer in NBME. And I'm not talking about bullshit QBank. I'm talking about NBME. Wrong fucking answer. Choice C, hepatic encephalopathy, correct answer. So you need to know that hyperammonemia in the setting of cirrhosis can lead to acute declination or exacerbation of mental function in usually alcoholics. Okay. I mean, could be chronic hepatitis C as an example, but usually alcoholics. And the way we know it's related to the liver here is because of the scleroderis. Now, it's been to my observation across NBME questions that they like this idea of increased blood in the GI tract as an impetus or a galvanizing event for hepatic encephalopathy. Apparently, let's say a patient has a ruptured varix where it's not killing the patient in the moment, but it's slowly bleeding and that leads to increased blood in the GI tract. That can liberate ammonia within the intestinal lumen and that can be absorbed, causing the encephalopathy. Okay. So you got to know that blood in the GI tract, patient who's got scleroderis, I mean, they want hepatic encephalopathy. Okay. So it just presents as delirium and you can get a strixes. And lactulose is a high yield agent that can be used for treatment, which is going to acidify the intestinal contents. So they want acidification and they want ammonium. Okay. They'll list all the different combinations. You need to know that ammonium, NH4 plus, is not absorbed the way that ammonia is. So lactulose is an important drug. And also, so lactulose is not absorbed. It's metabolized by bacteria in the gut to acidic end products, causing the ammonium production that's not absorbed. And then antibiotics such as neomycin or fidaxomicin will just kill the intraluminal bacteria. Choice D, uremic encephalopathy, wrong fucking answer. Now, this is renal failure, uremia. This can technically cause a strixes in theory. I mean, if you Google it, if you were search online. I mean, is it possible that renal failure is a cause of a strixes? The answer is yes. Okay. As I said, it's an obscure neuro condition that affects the motor centers in the brain, but it's not classic for U.S. Assembly. And either way, you're not going to get scleroderis with uremia. Wrong fucking answer. choice C, Wernicke encephalopathy, wrong fucking answer. So this is thiamine deficiency in alcoholics. So a cow, like the animal, is my mnemonic that I've come up with to describe Wernicke encephalopathy. So ataxia, confusion, ophthalmoplasia, Wernicke. And if you have to choose a part of the brain that's fucked up, you're going to choose the mammillary bodies or mammillary bodies. And if you add retrograde amnesia on top of it, you're going to call that Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome. Okay, so Korsakoff syndrome is retrograde amnesia. Wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.